Good evening, Master Witcher. I've come on behalf of the town's aldermen to reward you for ridding us of that vile monster. Oh, you wish for coin? I'm afraid to say that the town has no coin to give you. Weeks of bandit raids have seen to that. But please don't be angry. Allow me to explain the rather peculiar predicament we're in. You see, the alderman said that after you rescued him from the monster, he arrived home to find me, covered in blood. The monster you slayed had killed my family, and I barely escaped with my life. And, well, the first place I thought to run was the alderman's house. And he said that since I was... He said that I was that which he found at home but did not expect, he was obligated to give me to you in lieu of coin. He called it the law of surprise, so to speak, from the ancient code of the Witchers. So, I have no coin to give you, but perhaps in lieu of coin, you could take me as payment instead? You see, I have nothing left here. The monster that you slayed had killed the only family I had left. And regarding all of my friends, well, monsters have mostly taken them for me. That and the wars between kings and emperors. Anyways, I was wondering, I heard that you were returning to the Witcher's Keep for the winter, so could I come with you? I could be your servant, or your bed warmer if you wish. I could take care of the castle while you're all away on the Witcher's Path, and hold you when you rest and reside there. Oh, yes, of course I'm old enough for such things, Master Witcher. I am far past the age to be wed and bled, as my father would say. Actually, I would have been wed, but it is an ill time for wedding, even if there were men left to wed. Every young man with a shred of honor has gone off to fight for king and country, leaving only the leechers and the cowards. And the women are no better. They all hate me for my beauty and my youth, always scolding their husbands when I walk past. They would accuse me of witchcraft had my father not been such good friends with the alderman. And now, with my father gone, I can't stay here. But I can't leave on my own. I'm just a peasant girl. Please, Master Witcher, if you will not have me, then at least take me as far as Novigrad. I'm sure I could find work as a maid there, or even a whore if it comes to it. Better to be a whore in a warm brothel than some bandit's plaything. So please, I beg of you, please. My father once told me that witchers were incapable of human emotions, but I'm not so convinced. I see virtue in your face and charity in your eyes. If not charity, well, judging by the way your eyes glance at the cut of my bodice, perhaps at least another lesser form of love? Tell me, how many swords does a witcher carry again? Was it 2 or 3? If I step closer to you, would you unsheath your weapon and split me apart? It doesn't seem like it. My face is right next to yours, and yet no blade to be seen. Will you not strike me down, Master Witcher? No? Then what are you going to do instead, with your eyes locked on mine like that? Won't you lean in and take what's yours? That's what I thought would happen. You don't kiss like the farm boys in the village. Have you kissed women all over the world? Traveling as you do? Probably plenty of silly farmer girls like myself. Well, what I lack in experience, I promise I'll make up for in eagerness. There won't be a whore in the 20 leagues more willing to please you with her body than me. I swear it. Two swords on your back, I see. One for men, and one for monsters. Though, is this a third sword I see? The one between your legs? Is this the one for women, I wonder? It certainly feels as long and as hard as the others. I hear the whores in Novigrad have a certain way of pleasuring their clients. They would open up their bodice to expose their breasts, letting the perkiness of their bosoms arouse the man. Oh, like this. Then they would kneel down before him, just like this. And with their hands, oh, they'd rub their hands against the man's thighs, till their hands trail so close to... Well, by the feel of it, it definitely is not a sword. Now, what is it then? Allow me to slip off your pants and check. Oh, wow. I suppose it's more like a hot, throbbing monster. But perhaps it's one that you need me to slay. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. As the stories go, the whores would hold the base of the manhood like this, so that their delicate fingers could stroke the shaft and massage the heavy balls. Like this. And they would look up at their master in such sweet submission while they wrap their lips around the head.
And suck.
Oh, just like this. Is this pleasurable for you, Master Witcher? Your manhood is so hard and hot in my mouth. You know, the village boys would ask me to do this for them. They always begged me to suck on their cocks, but I never did. I told them my face was too beautiful to put something as disgusting as a man's cock near it. But now... Do you still think I'm beautiful, Master Witcher? Even as my soft lips caress your veiny shaft. Even as my wet tongue licks and teases your bulging head. Even a spit and your cock juices leak and dribble down my chin to my exposed breasts. I defile myself for you. I defile my sweet lips with your rough cock. To prove I belong to you, as fate has decreed, as your whore of destiny. I can feel your cock hum and thrum in my mouth. And I know what happens next. Take my hair in your hands and force me as deep as you desire, okay? Oh God, you feel so good going so deep down my throat like this. Oh, please keep going. Oh my God. Please. Please fill my mouth with your seed. Please. Please release into my mouth. I need you to flood my mouth with your seed. Give me it. Give me all of it. Please. Please give me your seed. Oh yeah. Oh my God, you taste so good. I never knew that's what it tasted like. What? You want me to get on my hands and knees? But I just felt you empty yourself into my mouth. I swallowed so much of it. I thought that would be enough for tonight. Oh, you have a refractory potion? I know not of such things. But if you desire to have relations with me, then of course. I'm yours to do with as you wish. After all, you avenged my family's death, and for that, I have nothing else to give you but the warmth and softness of my body. I'm all yours. Yes, please hike up my skirt and pull down my undergarments. Forgive my shivering, Master Witcher. The air is cold against the heat of my womanhood. And I must admit, I am a bit nervous. I never thought in 1,000 years that I would be giving myself to a witcher. Your fingers feel so good against my folds, touching and caressing my wetness. What's that? Coating your fingers. Oh, an oil? To help me relax? It lets you ease into my tightness. Yes, it's working. I can feel how deep your fingers are going. This feels like all the time I swigged liquor from my father's stash when he wasn't looking. It sounds so wet. I feel like I'm swimming. Let me just lay my head down and raise my ass up for you. Oh, that feels so good. You're pulling out your fingers. Oh my God, Oh, your cock is at my entrance now. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, Master Witcher. Oh, enter me, please. Oh, enter my lair and slay my maidenhood with your meaty sword. Oh, turn me into a woman. Oh, into your woman. Oh my god. Oh, you're piercing me now. Oh, you're piercing me with your cock. Oh, god. Oh, you're so deep inside me. Oh, your cock is thrusting inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, please. Please grab my hips. Oh, and thrust into me rougher. Oh, don't worry about me. Oh, the pain is subsiding. Oh, and I only feel pleasure now. Oh, so much pleasure. Fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good inside of me. Oh, how many women have you had, Master Witcher? Dozens? Hundreds? I know I'm not one of those beautiful sorceresses you must have had. I'm only a simple village girl. But I hope you find satisfaction and pleasure in the soft, willing hole between my legs, opening up to wrap its fold around this piercing thickness of your manhood. I've never felt so much pleasure in my life. I never knew it could feel so good. Oh, feeling so much pleasure with every slap of flesh against flesh. So much pleasure. In an ocean of pleasure with every thrust of my master's cock. In an ocean of pleasure. Rocked inside my cunt. I could barely hold on. Barely hold on. Should I let go, Master Witcher? Let the ocean loose inside of me. Let loose as you fill me with your seed. Yes. Push my shoulders down and pound me harder. Pound me harder and make me let go. Make me let go. Harder. Yes. Fuck me harder. Can you feel my cunt quivering around your swollen, thrusting cock? I feel so close. I feel my I can't hold on. I can't stop it. I can't stop it from erupting. I'm going to please fill me up now. Please fill me up now. Please fill me up now. Yes. Oh, you're filling me up so much. Yes, just like that. Master Witcher, I must say, the stories were right. What stories? Well, the ones about witchers being such great lovers. Have I proven my use to you? I know I may be a bit of a burden, but I'll do my best to ease and alleviate any stress of yours. I can continue to be of service to you as long as you'd like me to be, and you can leave me whenever you'd like to, though I'd prefer safe passage to Novigrad if that were the case. Would that be all right? Can we strike a deal there? Allow me to keep your bed warm for as long as you'd like me to, Master Witcher. I'd love to be of service to you while I can be. So, do you prefer to sleep alone? Or would you like my body to keep you warm? Of course. I can keep you very warm tonight. And for many, many more nights. Though, before we rest for the night, shall we play a friendly game of Gwent first?